Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly sunny after some morning rain and a high around the mid-80s. Kenosha right now with a thunderstorm in the vicinity, 68 degrees. It's 67 in Burlington, Milwaukee 70 and 67 in Racine. A three-part series presented by the Johnson Foundation about the definition of a resilient community and how to build one began last night before an audience of local government and community leaders at the Wingspread Conference Center. Dr. Kate Johnson, the president of the University of Maine Farmington and an expert in local government and regional decision-making, said that resilience is returning to normal after a stress, whether it's a single event or something a little more long-term.
And there are instances where we calibrate to normal. So if you calibrate to normal, let's say your temperature is 98.6, and then you get a fever, the job is to bounce back to 98.6. That would be calibrating to normal. Same with, let's say you have an oil spill on a shoreline. What you want is for people to bounce back, to get things back to the way they were. That's a big part of resilience, is that notion that we're going back to what we had before.
She said several questions have to be answered for determining how to become resilient, including what is the community, who is in the community, and what appetite is there for working together. Johnson presenting statistics indicating Racine County is a resilient community, but she cautioned they do not take into account things like difficulty in measurements like environment and infrastructure. This is a series that will continue next week. Rob Henkin, president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum, to be presenting last night's program, available on the Johnson Foundation's Facebook page. President Trump was in the Milwaukee area this week, of course, and he indicated when he stopped that there could be some news soon on a, quote, major incredible manufacturer of phones and computers and televisions, unquote. And he thinks that Governor Walker is going to get a, quote, very happy surprise very soon. WRJN's Janet Hoff says that surprise might include, or may not, Racine and or Kenosha counties.
It's been reported by several media outlets that Foxconn, a company based in Taiwan, is considering spending $4.2 billion on a U.S. factory that would assemble liquid crystal display screens. While the president made the comment in Wisconsin, Michigan has been actively working to secure the Foxconn development, according to Crane's Detroit Business newspaper. Could Racine County be in the crosshairs of that proposed development? The Racine County Board met in a rare closed committee of the whole session Tuesday evening that included representatives of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation and Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroote to deliberate, quote, the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities. Supervisors did not reconvene in open session and no mention was made of what was discussed. There have been rumors for weeks that a site in Mount Pleasant was being eyed for a major development. Area legislators and government officials asked for comment, offered either no comment, or did not return calls. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A proposed Wild Root Market on the northeast side of Racine at 500 Walton Avenue, now a step closer to reality, unanimous approval on the rezoning and a conditional use permit by the City Plan Commission. Assistant Development Director Matt Sadowski noting the proposal requires amending the city's comprehensive land use plan.
While the comprehensive plan currently does not support this, the amendment definitely does. And then the other aspects of the comprehensive plan do support this change in that we're trying to expand the economic base, provide food to the central city, jobs, things of that nature, enhancing or reinforcing a livable and walkable community. And so based on that, the staff would recommend that the Plan Commission recommends to the Common Council that Ordinance 004-17 be approved.
A traffic study was conducted, referenced the new store, but he said that the result was no need to make any changes to the area. The full Common Council expected to approve the Wild Root store recommendations from the Plan Commission next Tuesday night. A candlelight vigil held last night in Kenosha for 23-year-old Brian Baldwin, who was shot to death last week by his girlfriend's ex-husband, Anthony Carroll, who then took his own life. Similar to what occurs in the Racine area with the Racine Interfaith Coalition, this observance was conducted by Kenosha's Congregations United to Serve Humanity, or CUSH. It was attended by the girlfriend and some of Baldwin's friends and relatives, one of them his sister, Cassie.
He was a good man, you know, he was trying to protect her. And he lost his life to someone who was unstable, who it was known that he had depression issues. It was known that he had guns. People have expressed that they knew he had anger problems.
Cassie Baldwin said that a way has to be found to keep guns out of the hands of people who are unstable. Last night's gathering held in Lincoln Park, just a short distance from the residence where that shooting took place. 33-year-old Pleasant Prairie resident Brian Palmer now formally charged with assaulting a woman in an elevator at the Prairie Ridge Senior Campus Monday, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, suffocation, and false imprisonment. The 54-year-old victim was there to visit her mother when a man got out of the elevator and punched her as soon as the doors closed, according to the criminal complaint. He then put her into a chokehold. The woman pressed the elevator alarm, but said it only made the man more aggressive and it seemed like he was trying to break her neck. The man later ran from the building and was confronted by Pleasant Prairie police out in the parking lot, then arrested a short time later at the entrance to St. Catherine's Hospital and the ER. He was in possession of two knives, according to the documents, a competence examination not requested, but it could factor into the case later. Palmer remains jailed with another court appearance next week. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee recommends a study of city-owned facilities make the safety building a priority so as to speed up the decision-making process about continued use of the almost 50-year-old structure or starting to plan for a new home for the police and fire departments. DPW Commissioner Mark Yella noting they are still in the process of finding a consultant and have not yet established the scope of the work that will be done with that facility study.
So we've got the opportunity as we negotiate that. If we wanted to do an existing conditions study early, I mean, we can have that done. I mean, I personally don't know, you know, what the utility of that's going to be. And we know there's a lot of problems with the safety building. As structural issues come up, like they have in the past, we've dealt with them as we've needed to.
Alderman Sandy Weider noted the last facility study from back in 05 led to nothing essentially being done.
Capital funding to implement the recommendation of these studies has never been successfully appropriated. So I think nothing has really changed as far as the buildings themselves. So the 2005 study, can we go back to that and look at what its recommendations were for the safety building and look at that for the 2018 budget period, which will begin soon?
The recommendation to prioritize the safety building in that facility study unanimously supported. The possibility of having to build a new safety building is why the City Hall annex parking lot has not been resurfaced in the last few years. That space considered a potential site. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And also throughout the day, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.